Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 245 with Amanda Peard. First broadcast on the nation's station, Radio GH, on Sunday, 2nd of November, 2025. Everyone, that track from Sound Company was called Le Train and introduces our theme for today. There are many of us who like trains, some entirely nostalgically, others who will still look out for new routes and experiences on the modern rail network. Mostly today it is the steam era which will be evoked, and we will begin with Ewan's Flying Scotsman Centenary Reel. The Flying Scotsman service between Edinburgh and London began in 1862, originally taking 10.5 hours, including a half-hour lunch stop in York. The Flying Scotsman engine, a Class A3 Pacific, was built in 1923 and has been described as the world's most famous steam locomotive. In 1928, it hauled the first non-stop Flying Scotsman service, and in 1934 it became the first locomotive to reach 100 miles an hour. After retiring from British Railways in 1963, having covered over 2 million miles, under private ownership, it set another world record for the longest non-stop steam run of 422 miles in 1989 while on tour in Australia.
Thank you.
Dance and first two tunes were by Ewan. 60103, The Flying Scotsman, and The Royal Border Bridge. Then, The Traditional Soldier's Joy, and Ewan Galloway's Reel is by Ian Thau. I bet you wish you'd been driving that, Ewan. Locomotive number 1 was built in 1825 by George and Robert Stevenson and hauled the first passenger train on the Stockton and Darlington Railway in September 1825. It was believed to be the first loco with linked driving wheels, but its boiler was a design weakness, and due to rapid advances in technology, it was only used until 1850. However, such was its historical importance that in 1857 it was preserved and put on display. An 8x32 bar jig was devised by Terry Chater, though remains unpublished and with no recording. I've chosen the first of two tracks today from Gordon Shand and his band. This is Cherry Blossom Time. Shand and his band played three Murray Blair tunes, Steve's Train to the Moon, Adrian's and Express from Rotterdam, and then the Long Island Jig by Pipe Major Robert Matheson. Le Petit Train de l'Amour was devised by Murray Landon in 2024 for Jacques and Lisou Arnoux when he visited them south of Grenoble near L'Amour, where there is a scenic mountain railway. The three-couple Strasbourg includes the English Rose Formation by Bruce Herbold, which is a non-progressive variation of the Rose Progression. Murray suggests this recording by Ian Robertson and Muriel Johnston. Robertson and Muriel Johnston played Mr. and Mrs. MacDonald of Bedford Road by Muriel Johnston, Lady Charlotte Campbell Strasbourg by Nathaniel Gow, and Mrs. Baird of Newbiss by Neil Gow. Now the first of two dances today by Sue McKinnell. Rush Hour Train was devised after staying in New York but travelling by train to New Jersey for an SCD class. In real time, ones lead down between the threes, cast up one, dance up to the top, and cast to face first corners. Reel of four on first diagonal, pass left, reel of four with second corners to face first corners again. Hello Goodbye setting and Petronella home. The recommended recording this time is a set of hornpipes played by the Carfuffle Cayley Band. Music. Carfuffle Cayley Band played Geordie Affleck, Albert's Hornpipe, Old Reeky by Barbara McCowan, and Smith's Hornpipe. Ian Shepherd, who I met in Melrose last week, wrote a dance for John Smith, who I stayed with, his 60th birthday, which he called Slow Train to 60. The dance is for a 4x48 long wife set and tells this story. 1 to 8, mirror reels of 4, the passengers waiting for the train. 9 to 16, ones down the middle and back, John getting up steam. 17 to 24, ones dance figures of 8 on own sides, John making up his train. 25 to 40, ones in promenade hold dance half reels across with 2s, then 3s, then 4s, all set and cross, John on his train journey. 41 to 48, 3s, 4s and 1s circle halfway and chase back, John being shunted into a siding. The requested music was for the Runaway Train, and there is only one 4x48 jig with that tune in. Enjoy it. Anderson's band played Nelly the Elephant, Teddy Bear's Picnic, The Runaway Train and Pop Goes the Weasel. After that, we need Back on Track in more ways than one, as it is a 3x40 Strasbourg. The dance was dedicated to Franz Lichtmann, teacher of the Eindhoven group in 2001. There are only a few suitable length recordings, and I've chosen the Geordie Diamond by Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band, especially for David Bolton, as they are one of his favourite bands. And his band played the Geordie Diamond by Ian Thamm, Mrs. Jessie Blair's Strath Bay by Sir Jimmy Shand, and The Green Hill by Jim Johnston. And now the dance which actually sparked off this week's theme, or rather the recording which did. The Royal Scot Northward Bound was devised by Rob Sargent in 2008 and recorded twice by Colin Dewar and his band. The dance is a 4x48 bar reel and has four wheels. One dance three hands across with the four corners. This recording today is dedicated to Sheila Bain. Bollinger wrote The Royal Scot, and then played Miss Jane of Violet Bank by Max Hooliston, The General Election by Bobby McLeod, and Devil's Delight by Dan McDonald. Grand Central Terminal in Manhattan is the railway station with the largest number of tracks worldwide, 67, with 44 platforms on two levels. In its present form, it was opened in 1913 after 10 years of construction. The Dart's Grand Central Station by Chris Ronald contains a unisex chain, whereby twos and threes dance the pattern of a men's chain up and down the dance, but with second lady and third man doing the left-hand change, while ones in second place set, cross right. With no recording available, Chris recommends The Older Burn, which is our second track from Gordon Shand and his band. Chan played Here's a Health to Ain't I Lud Dear, Young Scotty by Charles Fraser Sherrett, Anne Fraser Mackenzie by Bobby McLeod, Miss Margaret Brown's favourite, and The Little House Around the Corner by James Hand. The 5 o'clock from Welsh Ball was the train caught by one of the teacher candidates in Birmingham, this earning her this five-couple dance by Gillian Jennings. Ones and threes begin as in Wild Geese, but both cast one place, then repeat and turn right hand to face first corners. Corners pass and turn, right hand across 3-4-3, then ones and threes cross right hand and cast one place. I've chosen a set of plantation reels with the third tune of Get On De Train. Ian J. Morrison from his See You Jimmy cassette from 1995, and the tunes were Tom Briggs' Jig, Bob Chaddock's Jig, Get On De Train and Hoop De Doodin' Doo. I couldn't find an 8-time Strathspey for this week, in fact not many Strathspeys at all, but this one is close to my heart. The Railway Man by Beth Hannah, published in Nottingham 1030. Which was from a train timetable, and the lead tune is Siesta at Antica by my departed friend Tony Payne. The recording is by David Hall and his band. Thank you. Railway Man was recorded by David Hall's band on the cassette A Manchester Medley, and the tunes were Siesta at Antica by Tony Payne, Uncle Tom's Wedding by David Hall, Margaret's Fancy by Ian and Bill Powery, and Alison Wynne Hall by Tom Rattray Hall. The second dance from Sue McKinnell is Smoke Along the Track, devised in 2010. This dance contains the formation Corners Pass and Back to Back, with the corners dancing back to back as the ones dance out passing them right shoulder. Sue recommends a track from the Green Ginger album, Gang the Same Gate. Ginger played Mr. Morrison of Bogney by William Marshall, Miss Douglas Brigton's Jig by John Bowie, Miss MacLeod of Jeanie by Nathaniel Gow, and Miss Watts' Jig by William Marshall. We will finish with one of the best known train dances, The Royal Deeside Railway by Ron Arrowsmith from RSCDS Book 40. There are three recordings, the RSCDS one by the Cregale Band, Colin Dewar on Special Request 7, and this live version from the Scottish Weekend Ensemble from 2003. Enjoy the third tune, Spootieskerry, as we've just had Halloween. Thank you. tune for the Royal Deeside Railway is On the Fiddle by Joseph Hornsby, who was Robert Whitehead's first fiddler. Then Culburnie Cottage by Alastair Fraser and Spooty Skerry by Ian Burns. We will play out with something peaceful after all that dashing about. My favourite farewell slow air from Marian Anderson, remembering her mother, Grace Wilson, who passed on 2 weeks ago. Well do I remember her showing me every one of her 96 cards which she received for her 90th birthday back at the beginning of 2023. Again next week. Bye.